With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's the most ridiculous reason you've ever used to get out of something? My friend Alexis and I used to do a morning show together years ago with these two dudes. And every time we talk, this story comes up. And it came up the other day and it makes me laugh every time. And we've got her on the phone. Hey, Alexis.
Hi, and I'm so glad to talk to you, Liz, by the way.
Love you.
And secondly, so I'm also a singer, so I had a gig a night before our morning show. And I got back around midnight, and I have a daughter, by the way, and so I had a babysitter. So as I'm heading back home, it's really late, I'm tired, you know, only have a couple hours left before I have to get on the air. And I walk to my apartment door, and there is a possum in front of my door, and it's huge. And I live in one of those apartments where there's like, it's like, you know, there's no escape for the possum. Like, he has to run past me. So I try to scare it and like get it away. And then it hisses at me and like growls. I don't know if you've ever seen a possum, but those things are nasty.
I try not to get that close to a possum.
I like possums. They do great things for the environment, but they can be a little creepy because they have like the red eyes and, you know, they look like a giant like rat.
Yes.
Liz, possums are monsters. Let's just do it.
Thank you.
So I get really scared by that moment. So I run back to my car like any normal person would. And I just go, okay, I'm going to sit here for a minute because I can't call the babysitter to open the door for me because then the possum could run in, right?
Yes.
And you don't want the possum in your apartment, clearly.
God, no.
Clearly, no. That would be a hot mess. So I go sit in my car and I think so hard I fall asleep in my car. And the next thing I know, it's 3:30 in the morning. And I look at my phone and I have a bunch of text messages from my babysitter. And so then I go to the door and I'm like, you know, I gotta go get ready or whatever. So I go inside. The possum is gone. So I went inside to get ready. And as I'm about to leave, guess who's back again? The possum.
I just want to go ahead and say, I thought this was 100% a fake story. Like 100%.
Like a made-up reason to call out?
Yeah, so here I am at work. And our coworker that we had in common, who was just, you know, they were, you know, an interesting person. I walk into the studio and they literally throw their phone. And I was like, what's wrong? And they say, Alexis can't come in because she says there's a, and then air quotes, possum outside her door. And I was like, what do you mean there's a possum outside her door? Tell her to get a pot and pan and beat it. And so I know that that person messaged you back. It was a hilarious encounter because all morning long you were giving like hourly updates. The possum's still there. The possum hasn't left. And he would get madder and madder and throw his phone each time because he'd be like, the sun is up. Possums don't stay outside in the sun.
Listen, if I ever walk out my door to come to this job and there's a possum standing there, I'm not coming in either.
What? It's a possum!
No!
I'll give Alexis a pass because, Alexis, you're like 4'11".
Yes.
5 foot. The possum might have actually been bigger than you. Mike,
I could be 7'2", 510 pounds, and still not go outside if there was a possum there.
You could walk past a possum.
you guys, it looked at me and hissed. It wanted to eat me.
Oh, and if it hisses, big nope. I'm going back to bed.
Oh, my God. You're the best, Alexis. I love you. Have a good day.
Oh, God. Thank you.
I don't know why you're so defensive of possums. They are scary creatures.
They're adorable, but this was literally one of the funniest days ever. And whenever an Alexis and I talk, this always comes up. But what's the most ridiculous reason you've ever used to get out of something? 503-733-5105. Liz and Mike in the morning. Today's Best Mix 105.1 The Buzz.
I once had to call into work because I was locked inside my bedroom because my doorknob fell off.
So how does that go? Do you call your boss and you're like, I can't come in today. I'm stuck. How did it go?
Yeah, no. I mean, he thought I was, I don't know if he thought I was lying or not, but he said, okay. He said just to come in whenever, but I tried to get myself out and just like half of the doorknob came off in my hand and I had to call my dad to like bring his tools to take the door off the hinges so I could get out of the room.
Jeez. How long were you stuck in there?
It wasn't too long. It was like an hour or so, but I couldn't climb out of a window. I couldn't do anything. So I was just hanging out on my bed.
The real question is did you go into work after you got out?
I did.
At that point, you take your time. Yeah. Stop and go through a drive-thru, get a snack. Just send a picture to the boss. At that point, you've already used it.
Oh, my God, boss. I was stuck in my room all day. It was horrible.
Next time, I need to remember that.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
I had to take my boyfriend's son to school, and we went out to the car, and there was a bear in the tree about 15 feet above my car. And, of course, you don't want to scare them and have them fall on your car. So I had to call the school and say, I'm sorry, Danny's going to be late for school. There's a bear in the tree.
I would have turned around and drove home. That's a bear.
I would have called 911. Excuse me, there's bears in my tree.
Well, that was on the Long Beach Peninsula, so it's very common there. We always had bears in the yard. I just go out, stomp my feet, and wave my arms and yell, you get out of here, and most of the time they take off.
You go out there and yell at the bear?
Look, you listen up, Mike. Mike's scared because we had a baby snake in the hallway. She's taking down bears in the front yard, Mike. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Neither or. I don't want anything to do with that.
The funny thing is now, even my parrot, my African gray, every time I open up the back door, she yells, you get out of here, because that's what I used to yell at the bears.
That's awesome. Your bird's trained to scare the bears, too.
Are you like Steve Irwin?
That's the best excuse. From here on out, when I call it out of work, I'm going to say, excuse me, boss man, there's a bear in my tree. Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
You're very welcome. Have a good day.
It kind of scares me with how casual a bear in a tree is.
I mean, just make a loud noise. Scare them away. Get a parrot, like she said.
Everyday occurrence.
You're scared of raccoons. I really don't think you could handle a bear.
Definitely not.
We want to know the most ridiculous reason you've ever used to get out of something.
It was actually an honest reason, but it was so ridiculous that I couldn't actually go to work because we went to Sobeys Island when I was much younger and married, and we decided to hit the nudie beach, and I got crispy fried burned and couldn't get my bra on to go to work the next day.
Well, first of all, congratulations for hitting the nudie beach. And where was it again?
Sobeys Island.
Oh, yes. Okay. I just got to write that down.
No, that's creepy, Mike. Please don't go there. Not when you did it, ma'am. Just when Mike talks about it, it's creepy. So you just got too burnt to put a bra on.
Yeah, I couldn't get my bra on. I cooked in a restaurant, and there was no possible way I could go.
Oh, my gosh. I love that you're bold enough to go to the nude beach, but not bold enough to show up to work without a bra. Like, I don't know. Something about that just is hilarious to me.
I would like to comment, but it would come across completely terrible.
Yeah, you're out of this conversation, Mike.
No. No, I was way younger and married, and we were just having fun, and so now I would not do that ever in my life again. But you have to do it once, live a little.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
Oh, no, I appreciate you guys. Thanks so much. You have a great day.
Looks like I got plans for the weekend.
Don't make it weird. Don't be creepy.
Well, it was a real reason. I had a neighbor whose father was a World War II vet who had brought some hand grenades home. And as I was trying to go to work, there were police and bomb squads outside, and they told us we had a shelter in place because they had to remove these grenades from the garage because they didn't, they were old. They didn't know if they were active or not. So I had to call my boss, and he was like, what? Really? And I'm like, yeah, I can't, they're outside my house.
Wow.
That is pretty scary. But hey, the police were telling you to call out of work. It wasn't your choice. So.
Yeah.
But they were done pretty quick, and I took the whole day off. So,
hey, that's how you do it.
Yeah, finish that day out.
Yeah. That's right.
That's pretty crazy, though.
It was pretty crazy. I opened my door, and I'm like, what is going on out here,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you.
We super appreciate you guys. Bye.
So I think I've definitely used the excuse of
having to clean my house and like prepare for my week to like get out of a date, I think. Oh.
To get out of a date, that's pretty much just like, hey man, I don't want to go out with you.
No, Mike, you've heard that excuse before, right?
I've heard all the excuses
before. I'm sorry, I can't hang out with you. I need to vacuum my stairs.
I like blamed it on my anxiety. I mean, it's just embarrassing.
Well, next time you need to get out of date, you know, just tell him you got to do the dishes, you know.
I have to tend to my tomatoes in the back.
You got to take care of my cat. I don't know.
Well, thank you so much for calling. We super appreciate you.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
I want to know why she wouldn't go out with the guy.
I mean, I think that's more for personal reasons for you to try to figure out how to improve. But we have been talking about the most ridiculous reasons that you've used to get out of something before. My friend Alexis called out of work because she said there was a possum outside her door. We want to know yours. We put it up on our Facebook. And Darcy said she called out of work one time when she was pregnant. And she told the boss it's because she went into labor, but it's because she wanted a popsicle.
I mean, maybe it was a hot day like today or yesterday was. Popsicles are a worthy reason to call out.
Yeah, I'm. Melissa said when she was a kid, one time her dad called in sick because there was something on TV he wanted to watch before the days of DVR.
I'll tell you what, that to be continued gets you every single time.
Every single time. Liz and Mike in the morning, today's Best Mix, 105.1 The Buzz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.